This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I just wanted to, I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike Show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
How would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard,
uh-huh.
What is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
go ahead.
Well, that's the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the and testicle fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, hi, everybody.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome back to the show.
You fool. You complete utter ass. I could slap your face raw. Mama, I could die.
Oh, no. Love. The show can be funny. Welcome.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
How you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there, everybody. Hi, little brains.
Hey.
We're little brains just like you.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Weekend's over.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday. You just heard the phone number, 877-365-3636. I love the smell of birth in the morning. Let me start by congratulating my niece, Beth. The now grown woman who I planted one on years ago. Not a blood relation, my niece, Beth, gave birth today to a big baby boy.
A big baby boy.
So that's good news, and congratulations
to
Beth. And Rob, you want to name it Don Jr., but I swear it's not mine.
Oh. I say do it anyway.
Would she honor you by naming the baby Don?
Donald? No. They would only honor me if they named the baby Ass.
Ass Hat.
Come here, Ass. Yes, right. Ass Hat and whatever her married last name is. That's
you don't really know, do you?
That's how good I am.
Middle name.
His name's Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Beth.
You know the first name. That's all that matters.
That's all I got to know. Oh, and tomorrow is my sister-in-law's birthday, Robin. So I might as well just throw that out right now so I don't feel bad about forgetting it tomorrow.
Taking care of your family business.
There you go. And that's pretty much all I have. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Circle of Life.
Hey, man, how you doing, man? I would like to have the opportunity to play you in the Madden one day, man.
Play me in the Madden? You know, I was looking at the message board on our website, and there is a thread there of people who would like to play me at Madden. So what I've done is gotten more than one Xbox Live account now. So if you are ever in a room, whether it be beginner, east, west, whatever, my gamer tag that I'll share with everybody listening to the show is Fuente. F-U-E-N-T-E. That's the
name. Open invitation to everybody that wants to play you.
That's the name of the cigar brand that I love so much. So if you're ever in a room and you see Fuente.
It's not some gentleman from Cuba.
No, that's me. That's my gamer tag.
Or the Dominican Republic. It's really you.
So check it out. And you can, you know, send me invitations to play games and stuff. Because I've opened up more than one account now.
Right.
And please do as this man does. Call it the Madden. Playing the Madden.
The Madden. Right.
Do you like to play the Madden?
Play the Madden.
Sure.
Watch the cable.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, it'll have to be east because I can't get in the beginner.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in the east.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Have a good one.
Or just send me one of those email things.
It's a date, then.
He sounds tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm up to it. I spent this weekend, as a matter of fact, wasting some valuable time during the unexpected snowstorm.
Yes. You call it wasting your time. I call it honing your skills.
Playing some guys in Xbox Live. Had a good weekend. I think I went 50-50 on it. I think I beat one guy and had one guy just absolutely just would not give me a break.
That's a learning experience.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Hi, I was wondering if you think Beth will breastfeed.
It's an interesting question. Sure is.
That's really funny.
And that would be the first time we've heard Mr. Hanks today. Okay. Who presented last night. And I don't mean he was on the Academy Awards. I mean he turned around with his butt.
He was presenting.
And showed to everybody.
Presented. He was presenting.
Right.
Before we get to the Oscars.
Oscar.
Where's Topper Shut? I think on behalf of everyone
yes.
who lives in the mid-Atlantic, we are out an apology.
And an explanation.
Uh-huh. You see, they had us thinking we were going to get some type of a wintry mix.
Right.
And they'd really been leaning heavy on the whole ice storm thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we got, at least where I live, 5.5 inches of snow.
And I took it personally. I took it really, really. At one point, I believe I really said this. These words came out of my mouth. Well, that's it. Look it. The flakes are still falling.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna do it to me one way or the other.
Yes,
I wasn't
are.
Talking to anybody in particular, but I had a hockey game to go to, first time in 7 years, and I wanted to go. And right after the guy comes on and says, if you don't have anywhere to be, if it's an emergency, and he didn't say like if you have plans you can't change. He modified it later. But he said, if you have an emergency, unless it's a real emergency, the VDOT is asking you to stay off the roads. And that's when I went, okay, that's what they want to do. As the snow continued to fall after it was predicted to be an ice event.
We do have Topper Shut on the phone.
Oh, I'm mad.
Chief Meteorologist from WUSA Channel 9. Hey, Topper.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, my
Howdy
God.
Now, here we go. Before we get to the apology, of which I hope there is one.
That definitely was a surprise. Ain't no doubt about that.
Well, you know, that's about
that's
as close as
start.
You're going to get to an apology
that's
from a weather
start,
guy.
That's a good start, right.
Topper.
Well, remember, I didn't work the weekend. I mean, I only worked Wednesday. I mean, Friday.
Throw him under the bus.
But I got to tell you, I was in here Sunday morning with Howard, and it was a surprise.
Now,
Topper, what's the deal? They call you in when things are changing? Is that how that works?
No, it's my call. I come in.
Okay, so
this is why excuse me, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I was watching this. This is why I was surprised that you guys missed the snow, because on Saturday, Howard Bernstein says, hey, and tomorrow, the big guy's going to be here. Topper Shut's going to be in all day tomorrow, and Topper Shut doesn't come in on Sunday morning, right? So I figure these guys got to know what's going on.
Know something.
Well, honestly, we thought it was going to be a bad ice storm. We really did. And, I mean, up until early Sunday morning, we thought it was going to be an ice storm.
When did you really definitively know that it was going to be more of a snow deal turning to rain?
When you looked out the window?
No, once we had people look out the window, forest west of town.
Okay.
Gotcha. Once we confirmed that this big hairy batch of precip was snow, because it was showing up like it was sleet, and we had some storm reports come in via our website, and they reported snow.
Excuse me, Topper. Hold on a second. You're running a bit long with your explanation.
Are we using the Academy Award music to, if somebody runs long with their explanation?
Cameron Diaz, Tom Hanks, and Helen Mirren. Plus, a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
Only if someone runs
that
long.
That is too good.
Well, Topper, okay, you guys, so you screwed the pooch.
Any chance of another big storm, you think, before we're done with this horrible
Well,
winter?
You know, there's actually some more cold air left, so there's a chance. I mean, I haven't given up the ghost just yet, but...
You got to be happy that we got snow.
I mean, I am happy. We're happy it occurred on a Sunday, and it was... I think what I was worried about, remember the ice storm they had Valentine's Day in southern Maryland? That's what I was worried hitting Mogo and Fairfax. And that would have been a disaster.
Mogo?
Montgomery County?
Yeah. I like Mogo.
Yeah. Mogo.
Can we steal that?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Good stuff.
All right, well, there he is, a stand-up guy, and that's not a short joke.
And just remember one thing, Donovan.
Yes, Topper.
I would rather be wrong for the right reasons than right for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. You know, it's those kind of pearls of wisdom, and we can't get mad at Topper.
Remember, a clipper will break your heart every time.
Clipper will break your heart.
You remembered his last
one. Damn right.
You're a good man, Topper Show. Thanks for being on the show.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is funny.
He's got the balls to come on and say they didn't predict the weather.
He works his butt off too. He comes in there, you know, it's his call, and you get the impression. You get the impression. I picture Howard Bernstein getting on the phone and going, "Topper, it's still snowing. You got to come in right now."
When I called him this morning, he saw it was me because his caller ID says, right. "Hello." Everything he said was followed by dot, dot, dot. "Yes, I'll be in the office."
They just put it up on the screen that those guys at Channel 9 actually said yesterday that they did not get the weather right.
Ah.
Unlike the guy on Channel 4.
Oh, that guy.
Here's the problem with this guy.
What?
Steve Villanueva.
Hi there. This is what I'm looking at. There's some storms coming across the bottom part of the screen. Yeah.
Now, there's a word with an S in it. Saskatchewan, Schenectady,
sleet, snow,
super,
freezing range.
This guy runs it. Snow, sleet, Steve in the weather center.
Yes, sirree. You got me in here because it's Charlie M.
Now,
thank you.
I happen to be pathetic enough that I was up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. Just because that's
what you do. Rob applauds.
I'm like a dog. I wake up every morning at the same time. Oh, I thought you were still up. And got up, and there had been this threat of weather.
Right.
So turned on Channel 4. They're the station that has a local Sunday morning newscast. And I saw this guy, who looks like Doogie Howser's friend, and he had the maps. And this is
exactly what he looks like. Dude. Don't throw that away so quickly. Vinny. You got to go back to that show Doogie has because he's
a dead
look
ringer.
Like that guy.
And this was at 6:15, and he had the map, and he said, "Now at my house, it was already snowing,
okay.
Not the big potato chip sized flakes we got later,
right.
But a pretty heavy snow." And he said, "All the precipitation will be in the Mason-Dixon Shenandoah Valley. Here in the metro, it's primarily rain event, 1 inch possibly of a slushy, wintry mix." 6:15. 9 o'clock, I got 3 inches of goddamn snow on my back door.
Yep.
I turn on the same channel. 3 hours later, same guy, same day. He's now changed the chart. And he wants to make it appear as if you, the viewer, are an idiot because you're waking up and wondering why it's snowing. Well, as we've been telling you all morning long, the snow rain line is very close to the Mason-Dixon line, which is why you can see here on the chart we have 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Some of you might say that I'm relying on my computers. Just a little bit too much, huh?
It was only 3 hours earlier that the guy had the exact same map up with totally different graphics.
It seems that the temperatures in the upper atmosphere have dropped a couple of degrees, causing the wintry mix to change to all snow.
And I think what people are looking for, generally speaking, is just a little accountability. Yeah. Stand up at the end of this and say, "Phew,
I said at 6:15 it's going to rain. Look at it outside. God, those snowflakes are as big as my big white teeth."
What's the deal? I've totally punted this one.
I wish my name wasn't Steve. Starts with an S. So does snow.
Thanks so much.
Sleet.
And freezing rain.
You know what he probably said? He didn't have to have that SH sound when he found out it was all snow.
Yeah.
When it just kept snowing and snowing.
Yuck.
And then Right after that, they said it was going to be freezing rain, and it turned to all rain.
That's right.
And the roads turned wet. It wrong was actually true.
Of course it did. They were just wrong about everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were wrong about everything.
Everything. So upset. Called Mike yesterday morning. Said because I was mad at the guy on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I called Mike. I said, are you looking at this? He said, yeah. I said, I watched this douchebag at 6:15 when it started snowing at my house. I said to Mike, is it snowing at your house? He said, like holy sin.
It was snowing. I woke up at noon. And I got up.
You were awake when I called you at 9.
I was awake trying to rally the family for our little excursion and, you know, weighing that because of the hype around here.
Right.
I mean, in New England, seriously, you go out and you have a day on the roads with this crap. Mm-hmm. This isn't anything to worry about. Right. Around here, they make you feel, you know, really, I was weighing that because I said, am I being a bad father by putting my girls, you know, in the car? When the snow's coming down, when really, even when it was snowing, what was it, 2-3 inches of snow?
You know, yesterday,
slushy snow?
To put it in comparison, I know everybody listening outside D.C. feels this way. Where you if you live in a real city where someone doesn't spit on the road and everything stops.
Right.
At one point yesterday, I was trying to get a hold of my daughter because I saw in Minneapolis they were having a real blizzard. And I was trying real hard to get a hold of her. I couldn't get a hold of her. Finally, I tried her cell. She's like, hello. Mm-hmm. I said, ooh, God, I've been trying at home. Where are you? I'm at Target. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you doing at Target? I had some stuff I had to get. Mm-hmm. I said, hold on, sweetie. Are you having a blizzard? Oh, not really. I said, how much snow do you have right now at your house? Oh, I don't know. 16 inches?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just another day for them.
They got out the snowblower.
Right.
They blew out the thing. And they went to Target.
Right. Yeah, because they plow their roads up there.
And then she took my grandkids' shoes off and made them walk back home barefoot.
Who cares about the frostbite?
Backwards. But it was not a big deal.
Right.
She said in her mind, the weather that was predicted in Minneapolis was supposed to be a whole lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
And I said, didn't they say blizzard warning and stuff? She said, oh, yeah. But this is not a blizzard.
Well, I believe that after all these media sources had implored everybody to stay off the roads, I believe that yesterday, outside of people that had things to do, that were, you know, didn't want to change your plans, the other people that were on the roads, this is just an observation.
Yes.
I could be totally wrong, totally off base, but it might be my observation that the only other people that were driving when they were told not to were people that maybe were not able to interpret the news due to perhaps a language barrier accurately.
No,
that would just be the way I would look at it.
You know what else I saw yesterday during the news that is just so Washington, D.C.? Here's a shot of the Dulles Toll Road. Here's a bunch of cars that people have abandoned on the side of the road.
Yeah, they're cars that you know that people should not be in that kind of way.
Again, we're talking about 3 inches of snow, and on one of the major arteries going into and out of the District of Columbia, people are just leaving their cars and like, well, this is an impossible situation for me.
I give up.
I'm going to leave it on the side of the road.
Yeah, I've taken my rear-wheel drive car that weighs, I've taken my Prius out into this weather when it's not really designed for it, and I'm going to leave it on the side of the road.
Where do those people go when they abandon their cars?
I have no idea.
That is an outstanding question.
Do they walk?
I'd like to know the answer, because what are you leaving for that's so great when you're leaving your car on the side of the Dulles Toll Road?
On Route 29 in Centerville, Virginia, and I was really, I would say, would you say 10:30, 11 o'clock? Probably the teeth of the snow. That's when it was really coming down.
Yeah, that's when it was like whiteout condition.
It was just absolutely coming down. And a car that appeared to be a rear-wheel drive was pulling out from a parking lot in Centerville. And his wheels were practically smoking.
Yeah.
Sure, 60 miles an hour, but 10 miles an hour.
And just going sideways down the road. And I just looked at him, and he was on his cell phone.
Of course.
And I, you know, at that point, that's when you want to have the James Bond car and just go, you know, shred his tires, and just push him off to the side.
The other segment of population that was out, because my road doesn't get plowed till last because it's a little road, is the young buck in the four-wheel drive out driving around because it's fun.
Absolutely. You
and
get
you see
that
a lot
well.
Of that.
Well, let's go easy on those people.
Those young bucks.
those people sometimes like just getting out there and seeing what the car can do. And generally,
with lots of chains on?
Did you get on a major interstate, though?
Go wrong.
Did I?
Yes. You didn't go on a major interstate.
No, I just went in my neighborhood.
The interstate that I was on Route 66, going into Washington, D.C., teeth of the storm, every type of vehicle known to mankind. It resembled rush hour, only it was rush hour going 8 miles per hour.
You really shouldn't head out unless you have a good vehicle for snow, like a Chevy Capri.
Okay, shut up, Rob. Did you change your license plate, incidentally?
Yes, I did.
Can I say what it is?
Well, what it was?
Can I say what it is now?
You want to? Yeah, go ahead.
Do you mind?
I don't know what it
is. It's a weird spelling. Is yours the car that says Aryan?
No.
Oh, no. That's,
oh, my God.
I've seen that one.
No, though. But that does park here.
It looks like your Caprice.
I know. John always thinks that when that guy, who's, I think he works around here.
They think it's you?
He said, Rob's early.
Oh, I thought that was your car. Never mind. I thought you'd change your license tag.
I mean, what would you think when you see a black Chevrolet Caprice with a tag that says Aryan? Why would you think it's me?
Your license tag still BMSC?
No, I've been through a couple. I just have a standard tag.
Oh,
now.
Okay. All right,
I don't even know what it is.
That's why I was wondering, because I thought, Aryan? When did Robbie get that fun? And it's like a weird...
I'd like a license tag that says Aryan, please.
It's a kooky spelling of Aryan.
Yeah.
It's not your standard Aryan spelling.
I would spell it right.
Aryan spelling, which incidentally was was Tori's brother.
That's right.
You didn't hear a lot about him.
No.
Hi, this is Aryan spelling.
Aryan spelling. Blonde kid. Yeah.
This is Aryan spelling.
This is nice. What kind of car is this?
Caprice Classic.
Right. A piece of garbage, Rob.
Jesus.
That is a piece of garbage. hold on, uno momento. I would like to talk about road spray. I've wanted to talk about this for a couple
today
of days.
You got the supreme road spray today.
Here's the problem if you're OCD like I am. I'm nutty fanatical about keeping my car clean. Mm-hmm. And I've gone, a week with all the crap building up on the car. But I've got the rear window windshield wiper, which makes it impossible to see except like a little 2-foot area where the little windshield wiper goes.
But you got it. It's a nice little accessory.
I got it. It's nice.
Better than nothing.
Oh, no. Agreed.
Because otherwise then you just have caked on stuff on that rear window. Right?
The problem is you're driving along and you get the film from somebody in front of you.
Yeah, almost all the time now.
And here's the question. Do you use the vital fluid? Or do you just think that there's enough wet consistency to the crap that's been up on your windshield that you're okay to go without using the fluid? Because this is my biggest worry.
Overusing your fluid?
That I'm going to run out of the fluid, that I'm going to bogart the fluid, and then before you know it, it's going to say fluid needed, and you're going to be somewhere where there is none.
Right.
And then your windshield looks like my underpants.
Right.
Where you just have the big off-color streaks where the windshield
wipers
have been.
You've talked about this a couple of times. This speaks to a characteristic you have.
Huh.
It's the same reason you have a supply of cigars that would last you, that'll last well beyond your grandchildren's lifetimes.
At least through this weekend, Mike.
The thing is, you are more comfortable with having like 3/4 of a bottle of that stuff in your car.
Uh-huh.
You see, you're not comfortable using it for the purpose. That's what, it's the hoarding mentality that you
not
have.
Not necessarily, well, maybe to an extent, but also it's the whole goddamn.
You describe the fluid as something, the precious fluid.
Precious
fluid.
Well,
it is.
Have, on a day like today, try going into a 7-Eleven, try going into a gas station and finding it.
Right.
Seriously, it's impossible. And if you put water in, what if it gets cold?
It freezes.
Then that crap will freeze right up on you.
This is true.
And
well, you got to use it when you got to use it.
And it's delicious.
I mean, if you know when you don't use it, you don't use it when you get so much water where you can actually really where it just covers the windshield. But otherwise, you're going to do more harm than good. If it's just a little spray and you wipe, you're going to get that crusted on stuff.
On the way in today alone,
right?
I must have hit the front windshield wipers with the pss, pss, pss,
right.
40 times.
Back in the olden days, they never had that.
No, that's true.
They never had that stuff. They didn't.
No, don't you remember in the olden days? You would have the button on the floor that you would hit with your left foot. It was
the button on the floor was for the high beams, low beams.
Yeah. No, but they're in old GM cars, maybe it was a Ford that I had, there was a button on the floor that you pushed
maybe.
As well.
That had the wiper
to make
fluid?
The windshield wiper stuff come out.
The wiper fluid would squirt on a Volkswagen powered by the air pressure in the spare tire.
That's
did
true.
You know that?
I didn't know that.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Well, back when I was a kid, they didn't have the salt technique. They used sand.
Right.
Sand is what they put on the roads.
Yeah. And
by the end of the winter, you just skid on sand all the time.
When you do these spritzes, these 40 spritzes on the way to work, you keep them short or do you really pour it
on? That's the thing is. Yeah.
Two cups.
Just one spritz is not really enough. So
do you ever use it for traffic purposes?
Oh, like to get the guy behind me?
Yeah, on a clear, beautiful day. A guy's tailgating you is the greatest form of punishing a tailgater in the world.
On a day when it's not as valuable as gold, yes. But
you can't do it now because everybody's using it. Nobody's going to get mad at you anyway.
You can't waste it today. Mm-hmm. And Saturday I went through the idiotic exercise of going to the car wash. Mm-hmm. First I wanted just to go to the cheapo one that's like attached to the Exxon.
Yeah.
Who's the mindset of the person that gets there? And I counted in front of me 15 cars. I'm doing the math in my head. If it takes at the least for the average idiot 7 minutes to get through this little cheapy car wash, mm-hmm. who's got 2 hours for that crap?
Right.
So I was driving around, finally found a car wash, got the car washed, brought it back home, put it in the garage, and then today stood there looking at it like, you are so beautiful, I am going to take you out now, and you are going to be unbeautiful, and you are going to be dirty, mm-hmm. and there's going to be crap on your rims. And
well, it's part of the deal.
And then I looked over it. I'm lucky enough to have two cars, and I looked at the other one, and I said, oh, but little buddy, you can't make it. I'm really having this conversation in my head with my cars. Little buddy, I would take you out, but you don't have the horsepower that your big brother does. Mm-hmm. I got to take your big brother out, but gosh, your big brother gets so dirty when you go outside, and I get so pissed off at all the road spray.
You got to make sure when you have a little buddy car, you got to make sure that little buddy car, you know, that you occasionally take it out, even if it's around the block, so right. it doesn't get so ignored that it won't start for you.
That's true.
That happened to your little buddy car?
Yeah. Yeah, my little buddy car, I had to go through the whole process of jump starting it this weekend because it was so ignored that it just was sad and it didn't want to start.
Anyway, I know this goes absolutely nowhere. Where was that goddamn interrupt? I could have used that interruption music when I was when I was going on and on about road spray, and the thing that bothered me about road spray, my goddamn OCD, was about how do you keep it clean and how much do you carry in your car, for God's sakes?
More what? Ellen, Cameron Diaz, Tom Hanks, and Helen Mirren, plus a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
Thank you, guy from the Geico commercials. And before we get to the dissection of the Oscars, which we will, two TV notes real fast. I think Mike was on TV yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Now during,
I just found this out 10 minutes right before we went on the air.
During yesterday's Washington Capitals game. So anybody that has that needs to get that to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, right?
Yeah, because we know. I think you know Craig Laughlin, right? The color guy for the Caps. You've
sure.
met him.
He's given us.
He's a guy that talks like that. I'm Craig.
I've known him for a lot of years,
and he's given us lots of good mentions during the Washington Capitals hockey games.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. His good mentions because
apparently there was a shot of you and your girlfriend in the crowd yesterday.
You know, not that I don't have total faith in Locker, but you know, if all I know is what I was sent, what John Norman was sent to the website was a still of the Comcast broadcast, which means I guess if it's a still, it means we were on camera
right.
for a certain segment of time, and if we were, you know, it's me sitting next to Carla, and look, the fat jokes just made, they write themselves, and Craig Laughlin, I love the guy to death, and I just want to find out, you know, if I was Craig, I would have made a fat joke about me. So, and there was one particular still where it doesn't appear to be flattering. I wasn't picking my nose, but I believe I was rubbing the side of my nose.
Sure.
And it's just not flattering at all.
And, anybody
you know,
that
why couldn't
it?
They have shown my progeny, my beautiful children that were there, you know, all in the Capitals regalia? I don't know how much TV time I got. All I know is it was.
You must have been
there were three frames.
You must have been mentioned by name if you were on there, right?
Unless it was just a shot of the crowd, and we got, I don't know whether that would have happened where, you know, we were just, I mean, they wouldn't shoot a guy like me if I was just there.
Well, DonandMikeWebsite.com, please see if we can get those before the end of the show today. 24 is on tonight.
Right.
Tonight. Give me 1 second, because I found something about 24 that I wanted to share with you before the show. It's a reason to hate actors, and more specifically, what did I write here? Oh, yes. What does Rob Spiewak have in common with Fayed?
Oh, really?
Wow. And the actor who plays Fayed.
Okay. Brain teaser.
This is one of these behind-the-scenes things about 24. First off, these actors. It's such a load of crap. The guy who plays Fayed, his last name is Maropas. And I'm just going to read to you. It's like a day in the life of 24.
Okay.
As he cruises along the freeway, tears form in his eyes. As he thinks about his alter ego's state of mind. I have gone to the depth of hell for this guy, he says. Jack Bauer killed and tortured my brother. People drive and see me crying and wonder what I'm thinking, like, poor guy. I try to pull back my emotions, thinking, save it, save it, save it.
Yeah.
Please, jackass, what, you're driving down the road going...
Getting his motivation for being a terrorist in Hollywood.
I hate Jack Bauer! All right, hold on. I'm not to the Rob part yet.
You're in Hollywood, the sun is shining, and you're crying.
There we go. Now we have Kiefer Sutherland. This is at 5:49 in the afternoon. Uh-huh. They're trying to do a stunt. Kiefer Sutherland and this guy who plays Fayed.
It's the stunt where they jump into a Christmas tree.
This isn't effing working, Sutherland moans. Cast members are exhausted. In one move, Bauer is to grab Fayed. He's done it over and over again. This time, Maropas is staggering in a completely different way. Help me, he says. At first, Sutherland wonders if this isn't a new twist. What are you doing? He asks, before realizing, F, this is not right. He quickly lets go of Maropas and steadies him. Others rush in and sit the weak-legged actor on a chair. On-set medics bring an oxygen mask.
Ooh, thank goodness.
I mean, this is really happening?
Yes, now here's where he is like Rob Spiewak. An ambulance arrives to attend to Maropas. Good. This is the actor who plays Fayed. A diabetic, he checked his blood sugar level and finds he's fine. The paramedics put him in a neck brace. He is taken to the trauma center. He stays in the hospital until noon the next day. He is fine.
It's a pinched nerve.
Yes, a pinched nerve.
I never called for an ambulance.
My God. Oh, and
the next day, Maropas is given a 3D heart scan.
One other thing from this article that I know you will be interested in, Mike, more than anybody.
Okay.
It's this behind-the-scenes stuff about how the Fox executives call the 24 people all the time.
Oh,
to
really?
Ask what's happening on the show and what ideas do you have.
The slimy suits.
Yeah. Hold on. Beep, 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 beep. Don't know what the hell's going on. Oh. The dry easel board is starting to fill up, and the writers are busy reordering scenes. The network calls. They don't know what the hell is going on, says the producer, and tweaks them. Is there any way that Heller, seasons 4 and 5 Secretary of Defense, played by William Devane, can be acting head of CTU, says the president of Fox?
That would be a brilliant... Who's that man? Get his name, Jack. That's a brilliant executive. Do you have the executive's name that made that suggestion? I think he should get a promotion. He should take over the spot that Rupert Murdoch holds.
His last name is Gordon.
Genius Gordon. That's his name, Jack. I'm coming back. You heard it there in the article.
Thought it was interesting because, you know, just when I was about to lose it on 24, I realized I'm hooked on the show again all over again. Looking
we get
forward
to see the old president, the yeah. Michael Hughes
yeah.
president.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it tonight, and then found this article over the weekend. Very interesting. And they all take themselves way too seriously, like it is. During one of the scenes when Jack Bauer gets into his Bauer mode, mm-hmm. and he and you can almost hear him doing it or hear Mike doing the parody of it because it says that he yells at someone about, get the effing scene right. Then he says, I'm sorry, I'm just really into the project.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like if Jack Bauer was roughing someone up and then said to them,
right.
you know,
we don't have a lot of time.
I'm sorry to be so abrupt. Right.
Well, occasionally he'll be on set and he'll say, know your lines. And then he'll turn to the guys and go, I'm sorry, I'm very hungover.
How about Fayed Spiewak, though? Oh, I hurt myself. I think I need an ambulance.
Well, that, you know, you don't hear Fayed speak a lot, but when he really gets some serious dialogue, he sounds a lot like Joe Besser.
Come on! Let's escape down the road!
Don't hurt me!
Come on now!
God, did I say that to my girlfriend on Saturday night?
Yes.
You know, I noticed she does this thing with me.
She's hurting you?
We went out with Buzz and Marsha on Saturday night. Oh, and the whole pause thing is true with Buzz and Marsha.
Oh, she really sure. does do that.
P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S.
Right. That incredibly, that poor woman. I feel for her.
Buzz has his wife so trained when they're watching television, he says to her, pause, and she actually,
she has to bark out pause
she can call it
if
out.
She has a relevant comment to make.
Right. I got it backwards, right. She can't speak
pause.
Unless she says pause.
Right, or unless there's a natural break, of course. And in the response, usually, I would imagine, Marsha goes, pause, and Buzz goes, what?
And for whatever reason, on Saturday night, maybe it was the 3 gigantic tumblers of sake that Janet had at the sushi place that we went to.
Those are good.
The more that she started talking to me, she was sitting next to me, Buzz and Marsha sitting across from us, sitting next to each other. She started with, and Buzz called it right, with the, like, you know, the Elaine, get out of town thing.
Pushing you.
She
shoves
where
someone.
She pushes.
Yes.
But towards the end of the evening, really, and it was just funny banter. She like, right. Oh, come on. No, we didn't. Boom. Yeah. And at one point, I said, really? I said, will you stop hitting me?
And
she said, I'm not hitting. And then she started with the Joe Bescher stuff. She said, oh, don't hurt me. Was she or was she not?
I very much like Elaine from Seinfeld with the pushing, with the shoving, and the hitting.
So we were asking Buzz and Marcia about the whole PAUSE thing.
Right.
And even during dinner, more than one time.
More Ellen, Cameron Diaz, Tom Hanks, and Helen Mirren. Plus, a one-time-only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
We don't have time to finish that story,
Sadly. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to, we must break.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's that? What did you just put in?
Pinch me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
The late Joe Besser.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Great talent.
Ow, not so hard.
Not so hard.
It's a Wang party. There's a lot of Wang here.
A Wang party?
That was Ryan Seacrest talking about all the people wearing Vera Wang.
Oh, who are you wearing?
It's a Wang party. There's a lot of Wang here.
There's a lot of Wang.
No, he's in his element.
It's a Wang party. There's a lot of Wang here.
This show's going to be funny.
All right. So, gosh, how about when we come back, we'll talk about Buzz and Marcia.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the Oscars.
Oscar. Who will win?
I hate the Oscars. I hate the friggin' Oscars.
You know what? You got your wish last night.
Yeah.
One of the worst telecasts I've ever seen.
And I know I got a case for it, really. I don't know what idiot, retard, mental patient is putting on, producing, and planning that show. But Jesus Christ, who is he? Off with his head.
It was the worst ever, as far as, I mean, not the worst hosting job, but certainly the worst presentation. It was absolutely horrible.
Why do you have, you got like maybe eight good categories that people care about?
Mm-hmm. People, the public, the people that you want to tune in and watch this on network television.
Right. In the first 2 hours of the show, I counted exactly two awards that I cared about. Like a best supporting actor.
I heard on the Today Show this morning, it was 72 minutes into it before they presented for supporting actor and actress.
And the one guy who kept winning for sound mixing and everything kept coming up over and over again,
mm-hmm.
like the third time that he was coming up there, they said, it's his first Oscar win. And I felt like screaming at the TV, this douchebag has been the only guy coming up on screen. This is the third time up tonight.
And what the hell is Pan's Labyrinth? And is that something that you have? Is that
I suffer from that, yes. You know what really could have saved the broadcast last night is silhouettes of acrobats making shapes.
Jesus.
If only they had had that.
Horrible.
Really
horrible.
Which was a bigger waste of time, that or the people who went, choo-choo.
Oh, the sound effect choir?
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
Aren't they fabulous? Aren't they just fabulous?
Was Cirque du Soleil from the Super Bowl booked?
That's right. It was the suckiest.
And don't make me say what I really said at one point last night.
Don't say it.
I said it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it now.
Where's Billy Crystal?
Yep.
Yes. No.
I said it. There, I've said it.
Sure, Oscar.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Would have been much better. With sucky TV show.
But I said it.
Yeah.
It could have been one of those 300 Sundays that would have been better with Billy Crystal. I've said it.
I want to thank one actress. Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
two reasons to give thanks.
Uh-huh. And I'd like to say howdy to the queen.
Yes. Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
A lot of people.
Right.
No slouch in that department.
Right.
And, you know, Jennifer Hudson, during her big Dreamgirls number, had to go off to the side. I believe she had to. She was absolutely this close to completely popping out. And, I mean, she had the push-up, and she's got big ones.
Kiss my fat ass!
And I thought we were going to have a real pop-out there. Uh-huh. I really did.
It's a Wang party. There's a lot of Wang here.
Right, well, not enough.
We'll decide the future of the Oscars.
Yes, please.
I really think, at this point, you either got to call the goddamn thing off, or not to make everything like American Idol, but you got to bring those people in to fix this thing.
Yeah.
Really, you've got, at best, 30 minutes of content.
Hello, my name is Mr. I'm your new executive vice president. My name is Mr. Source. We're canceling the Oscars. I know it's a big deal for all you alleged industry people, but we are canceling it. There will be no Oscar telecast. Thank you for coming.
1 hour, maybe two.
Mail you your stupid statue in the mail.
Yeah, and there will be a lovely newspaper article the following morning.
There you go.
And we'll have a brief buffet dinner. Thank you. A buffet
to go.
And now here's Hollywood royalty, Tom Hanks, to pretend he's better than you, because he truly is. Hi, it's Tom Hanks. Notice I got rid of that faggot haircut I had in the Da Vinci Code, huh? Hey, there's Meryl Streep. Who threw up on you, Meryl? Such a pretty-looking woman. What? You play the devil names Prada. Devil Wears Prada. You come to this thing looking like you're wearing a goddamn homeless woman's outfit. Please.
Helen Mirren, though. You liked Helen. Yeah. You like the queen. You like the queens?
Yeah. But the person that I hated the most?
Yes, who?
Will Smith's kid.
Oh, really?
That little bastard.
I didn't like him.
That little cocky bastard. How old is he?
I don't know.
I think he's 6 or 7.
Throw him out of showbiz.
7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know.
Throw him out of showbiz, little bastard.
How did he offend you?
Well, he is, like his dad, just too cocksure of himself. Coming out going, hey. I knew I was in trouble. My dad said it was a comedy. It was actually a drama, though. How about that, little Miss Sunshine?
Stewie.
Now I'm going to read the wrong card.
Not a fan of stage kids, huh?
No. And Will Smith out there, you know, every time they show his kid, like, that's my boy! That's my boy! Yeah, that's my boy!
How'd you like Jack? You got a comment on Jack.
I'm sorry, Jack has cancer.
We all are.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone would say.
Jack's playing someone with cancer, Rob.
Yes, that's the deal. That is the deal. Well, I like Jack. I like Jack.
That's not a good look for Jack.
Who doesn't like Jack? Everybody likes Jack.
That is not a good look for him, though.
And I kind of felt sorry for Peter O'Toole. Because really, I went back and I had it on TiVo, and when they were announcing that, was it, who won for that category, best actor? I'm trying to think.
Actor was Forrest Whitaker, but it
Forrest
was
Whitaker.
Supporting actor that,
right.
that he was
he up was up for a supporting actor, and they gave it to
Arkin.
Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
And right as they were going to announce it, I said, did he really do that? And I went back and TiVo'd it. He looked like he was going to keel over. He did this big exhale where his cheeks expanded, and he just went... And he really looks like he's close anyway. Close.
Well, you know, I was saying to Carrie when we were watching, I really hope Peter O'Toole doesn't win because he can't do those steps.
Yeah, it really...
He wouldn't have made it to the stage.
Listen, I'm going to say everything here that I was going to say, but really, looking at that show, here's first how you save time. If you have to put all the idiots on that we don't care about with sound mixing and best costume design,
short movies.
Put them in the front row.
Right.
So that we don't waste a minute and a half with some big load who shouldn't be on TV to begin with, waddling down the aisle.
From the back of the theater.
Then it's another 45 seconds for him to do the European kiss on the cheek with everybody, then act like, I really didn't know this was going to happen.
I'd like to thank
Harvey
Myron.
Weinstein.
Myron Cohen.
Alan Goodman, Billy Crystal, and the whole time I'm waiting for Ryan. And they were not hard with this.
Right.
They were very liberal with cutting people off. They would just do the little piano tinkling.
Coming right. up, well, more Ellen.
I'm Cameron sorry, we've run out of time.
Tom Hanks and Helen Mirren, plus a one-time
reunion
performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
Was that Mike? Sorry.
I'd say Al Gore. I'm just waiting.
No, go ahead, really.
Where are his greenhouse gases?
Oh, looks good.
No, but on a lighter note, you know, I really thought it was special. Oh, I'm sorry. See, I think we should stop talking as soon as the orchestra starts. That's when they're supposed to stop talking, you know.
But we can walk it all the way up if you want. Or you can
well, see, you walk it up because you're doing the DJ thing, but the real novices would stop talking.
I'm not done yet.
I don't understand.
More Ellen, Cameron Diaz, Tom Hanks, and Helen Mirren, plus a one-time only reunion performance from Dreamgirls on the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
Come on.
Hey, F you. F you.
Yeah, I was reminded, I was as a boy growing up in New England, it was such a special time for me and my mother and my father, and I think it's such a special time. What are you doing?
It's really going to be handy. This is during the news.
I've already worried.
What, Buzz?
Finally.
Coming up, more Ellen. Cameron Diaz.
Coming up, more Ellen.
More Ellen.
More Ellen.
More tuxedo Ellen.
Would it kill you to put a dress on, Ellen?
Yes, it
we would. All know that you feast on the yeast. Congratulations. You eat at the Y. Your girlfriend's a piece of ass. Mm-hmm. Show us what God gave you.
PDR. Portia De Rossi.
That's right.
Hot.
He went right for the music.
Everyone beware of that today. Everyone beware of that.
We won't run it into the ground, Mike.
Coming up, more Ellen, Cameron Diaz, Tom Hanks, and Helen Mirren. Plus, a one-time-only reunion performance.
We do have to break here, though.
On the 79th Annual Academy Awards.
La, la. That's loud, too, isn't it?
It is. It's supposed to be. Pause.
You tricky you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.